This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very good Wednesday evening, everybody. Joe Messina is out tonight. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight for the first of 3 hours. It's a pleasure being with everybody once again. It is always a pleasure being with you, the good folks at Realside Radio, the Joe Messina Show, which you can find at joemessina.com. And you can give us a phone call tonight as well, anytime. I've got a couple of great guests coming up in the first and second hour. The third hour is going to be wide open. At 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. It is always a pleasure being with you, and we've got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about China, nuclear threats. We're going to be talking about what the heck is going on in our college campuses. We're talking about there's so many different issues. Trump just said Biden will not be the Democrat nominee in 2024, and many, many other issues that we're going to be getting through tonight. But first, I'm going to do a first-time thing. I've never done this before. I'm going to sing you a song. I'm going to sing you a song, and I want to know, without you looking it up, I want you to tell me, what TV show was this? Now, I'm not going to play the song due to copyright infringement, but I will be singing it for you. So, please, forgive me for what I'm about to do. Boy, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days. And you knew who you were then. Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, LaSalle ran great. Those were the days. Well, you know that song, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know that song. Well, maybe if you're under the age of 40, you might not know it. But Norman Lear, one of the most consequential men in America, died today. He was 101 years old. And of course, I was just singing the theme song to All in the Family. Norman Lear brought us Archie and Edith Bunker and Meathead. He brought Fred Sanford to American audiences. The man was so consequential in so many ways. And you know what? While I love those shows and I watched them live as a kid, I was a kid in the 1970s, like many people listening out there, and I watched all of these shows, including the spinoffs. Maude, which brought third wave feminism into American homes. The Jeffersons, which seeded modern race theory for Americans. And speaking of race, Lear also mined Britain's Steptoe and Son. It was about a curmudgeonly British junk man and his son, and turned it into Sanford and Son, about a curmudgeonly black junk man and his son. Maud, in turn, led to Good Times, which further propelled the leftist black agenda. Meanwhile, less gays felt left out in the 70s and early 80s. Soap propelled gay rights into America's living rooms. I wasn't really a fan of Soap. I didn't really get that show. It was a little bit highbrow for me. But I was a kid in the 1970s, and I grew up watching every one of these shows. After all, unlike today's TV audience, which is completely fragmented by race and age, my parents watched them too. My brothers, we came home from school, we watched them together, as did many people of different races all watch these shows. And they had terrific comedic writing, but they winnowed their way into American psyches. Moreover, many of the points about lingering racism were valid, as bits about sexual assault or women dealing with breast cancer. There was a lot of different issues. But who does not remember Archie Bunker basically going off on Meathead, who was sponging off of Archie Bunker, stripping his daughter, and having the audacity to complain to Archie about Archie's values while he was living in his home because he was going to school. The ideas that came out of that show are just as prevalent today as they were 50 years ago. And Norman Lear changed our culture. However you want to define those changes, I will say they were not all for the better. One of the things, the great things about Norman Lear was that he was able to take serious and he made it funny. But he was also a leftist. He started out as a liberal. He moved to leftism. And we ended up keeping Robert Bork off the Supreme Court, something that Norman Lear's People for the American Way in 1980 he created was instrumental in doing. So tip of the hat to Norman Lear. It wasn't all that great, but thank you for giving us Archie and George and so many of the other incredible I wouldn't call them role models, but characters that we all grew up with. After the break, we're going to be talking a little bit more serious. We're going to be getting into what is going on with China, the Chinese nuclear buildup. They just opened a new nuclear facility today. According to our next guest, Peter Husey, he's going to be joining us. There is a strategic increase in nuclear weapons coming from China. Why? We'll talk about this after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We've got three great, fun-filled hours coming up.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're going to try and get the English to you tonight so you understand exactly what is going on, because there's a whole bunch out there that is going on that is not being reported, and that is why you come here to Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain. Happy Wednesday evening, everybody. Again, we are in the first of 3 hours tonight. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and we're going to shift a little bit here. We're going to be talking about something that is not in the news as much right now because there are so many other distractions, but it looks like we've got a guest here who's fascinating. He talks about this stuff. He lives this stuff. How the Chinese nuclear buildup is actually now occurring under the not so watchful eye of our administration, but everybody else around the world is certainly seeing it. We have Peter Husey, who's joining us, a senior fellow at the National Institute for Deterrent Studies, as well as president of Geostrategic Analysts. Peter, welcome back to the show. How have you been?
I have been well, thank you, sir, and it's an honor and a privilege to come out and talk to you.
Oh, thank you. And I know you're on the East Coast, so thank you for staying up late for us here. But interesting, you forwarded me a report from a colleague of yours on the Chinese nuclear buildup. And I don't want to steal your thunder here, but what is going on with this as far as the number of nuclear weapons go? Are they about to overtake the United States?
Well, sir, it's a good question. In 2020, we said, they got 200 warheads. But then they were building submarines, they're building mobile missiles, they're building bombers. And if the numbers would come out next year, a couple hundred, 200. Well, some commercial people said, wait a minute, there are 360 silos we just discovered, newly built, all over Western China. They're about 10 feet in diameter. And the Chinese have two missiles that could go in them. The DF-31 and the DF-41. The 31 has up to three warheads, but the DF-41, here's the interesting, can go to 10 warheads. And they've tested it at 10. And they have schematics on their website, the Chinese Ministry of Defense, that shows them testing the missile at 10. So when Admiral Richard, who was the just recently retired head of U.S. Strategic Command in Omaha, came out and told Congress that this is a breathtaking increase, where he says the 200 is no longer 200, it's over 500 today, and by 2035, at a minimum, they'll have 1,500 warheads, which, surprisingly, is just about where we are, nominally at 1,550, though the number we deploy day-to-day is somewhere probably around 1,350 or 1,400. But that's an interesting thing is the Department of Defense Chinese Military Power Report thinks that the warheads that they're going to put on the missiles in the silos is going to be restricted to one, maybe three, but primarily one. So my view is they're low by 50%, or the number of Chinese warheads is going to double from 1,500. I think 3,000 is more realistic, certainly 2,000. Mm. And they're building everything, bombers, submarines, ICBMs. They have rail mobile, they have fixed. And the other thing is they have, in a report that just came out actually today, they have over 1,000 conventional long-range, short-range, and medium-range missiles that can hit Taiwan, Guam, South Korea, Japan, and the West Coast of the United States of various types, but they're all dual-capable. What that means is, unlike the United States, we build weapons that are basically either nuclear or non. The Chinese have what are called dual-use systems. So they make a very serious problem is 1,500 warheads is probably where they're going to be, and it could be 2027, it could be 2030, it could be 2035. But I think they're going higher than that. And we had a new report from a congressionally mandated strategic posture commission made up of 12 people, 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats. And what's remarkable is they came out with a unanimous report. And the big thing they concluded, sir, was China wants to use its nuclear weapons to coerce the United States to stand down in a crisis, meaning not interfere with their takeover of Taiwan, not mm-hmm. interfere with building islands in the South Pacific and the South China Sea. And you got to understand, in 2050, which is just around the corner, that area of the world will have $60 trillion of GDP, 5 billion people, and 2/3 of the world's oceanic trade. And that's what China wants to control. And that, sir, would put our economy in a kind of a vice grip, and they would control the Straits of Malacca through which all the oil for Japan and South Korea and Taiwan comes that way. They'd control it. And then the bases they're building in Iran would control the Straits of Hormuz. The Houthis, as you've seen, are grabbing tankers coming out of the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Their buddies, Japan and China. And so when you control the straits of those straits, and then you add to it the ones between Turkey and Greece, because Turkey more and more is going over to the bad side, the dark side, and allied with Russia and China, is that you are controlling 4 of the 5 major straits of the world through which international commerce goes, particularly about 85% of all the world's oil and gas. It's ocean going. And that means they got a vice grip
So in our last couple of minutes here before our first break, and we'd love to carry you through the break because there's a lot of questions that I have for you. I don't want to open the questions right now because, like I said, we're commercial radio here. We've got 2 minutes. But what you're telling me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Peter, what you're telling me is that their end game here is that they are going to be leveraging their nuclear arsenal to basically put themselves in a more powerful position, increase their trade options, either through whether it's the Middle East or through Southeast Asia or whatever it may be, and they don't, and they're preventing any, you know, obviously many of us are taking a look at Taiwan and what's going on in Ukraine and other situations, which China's involved with, by the way, because, you know, China's and Russia are right next door to each other. All of this is basically to put a leverage and to an aversion for the rest of the world to basically stay put. Is that correct?
You're exactly right. There's one thing got to be very clear. As this posture commission reiterated, all 12 people, unanimous, China's going to use nuclear weapons for coercion. When we think of deterrence, we're going to stop the bad guys from doing bad things like North Korea invading the South. We don't think of using our nuclear weapons to use it as a weapon to go invade another country.
Mm.
China doesn't think of deterrence the way we do. They think of it as, they will do the military things they want to do and prevent us from coming to the help of our friends. And that's what they mean by, as Admiral Richard pointed out, to use nuclear weapons as a coercive tool of diplomacy and politics. You get what you want by not fighting us, but by intimidating us to stand down.
Yeah, this is beyond. I mean, there are so many issues in the world that we're discussing right now, and you know, it's the Middle East and Ukraine, and obviously the issues in Europe and the United States. But this seems to be something that's just not getting the attention. We've got Peter Husey, who is the senior fellow at the National Institute of Deterrent Studies, as well as the president of Geostrategic Analysis, and. We're talking about this report here, you know, this is really, really concerning. I want to get much deeper into it after the break. We've got news and commercials. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio. Do not go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome back. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. He will be back tomorrow night, and it is always a pleasure being with you, as I have been for the past, I was just doing the math last time I was on the show. My goodness, we're going on 8 years, folks. It's really, I feel like our relationship is maturing here. Anyway, it's always a pleasure being with you, no matter where you are across the fruited plain and Realside Radio. And you can give us a phone call as well. After the next break, I'll be opening up the phones at 855-732-5563. But right now, we have Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at the National Institute for Deterrent Studies, as well as president of Geostrategic Analysis. And if you want to know what's going on with China, you want to know what's going on with nukes around the world and the threats that we're starting to see today, especially when it comes to China, there's no better person than Peter. Peter, you forwarded me a report from your colleague Mark Schneider at the Chinese on the Chinese nuclear buildup, and there is a quote in here which is absolutely chilling, and it says that according to Admiral Richard, it isn't going to be very long before we're going to be tested in ways that we haven't been tested in a long time. And as I assess our level of deterrence against China, the ship is slowly sinking. What did he mean by that?
Okay, he's a remarkable individual who I've had the privilege of hosting a number of events in Washington. What he's saying is that, look, we have bombers that are 50 years old. We have ICBMs that are 55 years old. We have submarines that are 42 years old. We decided not to remodernize our nuclear deterrent, and then we figured out, oops, we have a problem. And so what he's saying is if the Chinese buildup continues, which he says it will, we are going to be faced with two nuclear-armed peer competitors or adversaries or enemies, Russia and China, combined, which we have never faced in our history. It's unique. And the thing is, we're going to be out-muscled, is what he's saying. And unless we turn it around, we're in trouble. Now, the current program of record, which is very strong bipartisan support to rebuild what we have, not enough. As the Posture Commission said, it's insufficient. We need to add warheads to our Minuteman and then Sentinel. We need to add warheads to our submarines. We don't need 100 bombers. We need 200 B-21 bombers. And we need, what's really remarkable, is the Kabosh Commission unanimously decided we really do need to build missile defense the way Ronald Reagan thought we should, which is for the nation to defend against the 20, 30, 40, 50 limited strikes, which we see coming around the corner from China and Russia. That, to me, was a huge, huge impact. And Admiral Richard, I have to tell you, he warned about this 5 years ago. And then every year he would testify. And I have to tell you, he's turned out to be 1,000% right. He often said, every time I get a brief about China, I rip up the one I had 6 months ago and double the numbers that I thought I was going to face. So, I mean, he is saying we're going, and the Chinese themselves have said they're changing the world, unlike in any other time in the last, since World War II, and they bragged about being able to push us around. So that sure is where we are.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, we could talk about China from a disposition of economics, and we can talk about it from a disposition of military. We're no longer dealing with the China of the 1970s or the 1980s. I mean, what is their army? It's well deep into six, seven figures, right, at this stage. Largest in the world, correct?
Pardon?
It's the largest in the world, correct?
Yes, it is, and they have the third largest Air Force.
Okay. And I mean, you know, there's a report that just came out today, and this doesn't really have anything to do with weapons, but who the heck knows, that China just launched its world's first fourth-generation nuclear reactor. The Shidao Bay plant in eastern Shandong province is powered by two high-temperature reactors cooled by gas rather than pressurized water. This just was released today. So they are really moving into the nuclear age. Now, you know, a lot of that has to do with energy, which I think the United States should certainly do as well. But, you know, this is no longer, you know, something whereby we can just ignore and state that with Ukraine, China's right next to Russia, okay? With the Middle East, as you correctly stated in the first segment there, they have bases in Iran, which, as we know, is funding the proxy wars against Israel. They are seemingly on the other side of the equation when it comes to our allies and our foes. So me what we started talking about this before the last break here. What is their end game? Is it to basically become the de facto superpower and using their nuclear leverage to accomplish that?
Yes, their goal, and they've said it very clearly, they want to be the number one world hegemon, and they want America to be a second-rate power. And they hope to do this through the massive amount of drugs coming to this country that they supply the cartels, the stealing of $500 billion a year of our intellectual property from American businesses, their alliance with people around the hemisphere here to grab seaports, particularly the Panama Canal, where they manage it, and to restrict the flow of commerce by any ships going to the United States or having American goods on them. They're going to restrict in terms of their ability to move. They raise $2 trillion a year from our capital markets, which we should prevent. We should just say, no, you can't anymore. But we have a Wall Street that's kind of addicted to Chinese growth. Now, the good news, if you can call it that, is they're losing 1 million people a year. There's $60 trillion in internal debt, which they can't pay. And they have a real problem with food production. And they have a lot of people that are unemployed that they mask, because they put a lot of them in construction of these apartment buildings and homes, but they don't have a property tax system where they can generate income to the provinces with all this massive amount of building. So they have some economic problems that are very, very serious. My concern is we're too hooked into them with our pensions and our investments in Wall Street. Is the risk of you seeing your 401k or your pension, whether you're a fireman or a policeman or teacher or whatever, being hit really hard because of Chinese recklessness. I would get the heck out of Dodge in a heartbeat now. BlackRock, you know, the biggest investment firm in the world, he came out of a couple Chinese investment funds, but he's so deep, he gets paid $110 million a year just to invest in Chinese stocks, which is crazy. But the good news is the thrift folks at the U.S. government treasury finally said, no, we're not going to invest in this international fund and buy Chinese stocks with money for our soldiers and our government employees. Mm. It's just small. It's about $50 billion.
Yeah.
We invest. And they announced, the Treasury announced finally, something Trump had done, and then Mr. Biden reversed it. Now they've reversed that. So there are a lot of economic levers we have, which we could seriously put a damper on Chinese ambitions.
So let me ask you this, because we've got just a few minutes here left. But so we've got an election coming up next year, and let's assume the binary choice is again Biden and Trump, and who the heck knows at this stage. But let's say Trump does win, and again, who the heck knows? Do you see a deterrence for China to go into Taiwan? Do you see them in any way impacted by a different administration? And what if Biden wins again, what happens with China?
Well, the perception of China and any other country is, do you, the United States, are you serious about what you say? And when George Bush kicked Saddam out of Kuwait, boy, our deterrent meter went up way up. Everybody said, hey, don't mess with those guys. On the other hand, however you may think of it, getting out of Afghanistan and Iraq were not exactly the high water marks of American history. And if they think we're weak, and I'm not going to make this partisan, if they think we're weak, that's their perception, and they may act on that. And my view is, if you're serious about it, if you're going to say you're going to deter them, you're going to stand up and do that. And yet, over and over again, we don't do anything about the border. We don't do anything about capital markets. We don't do anything about the theft of our intellectual property. And in the Middle East and in other parts of the world, we are basically... we're beginning to change in some areas, but we've really been pretty weak, to be honest with you, sir. And they look at that and go, America, you're not serious. Now, I think this Posture Commission report and the Congressman Gallagher in the House is putting together the chairman of the China committee there that are working on this.
Yeah.
We're saying the American people are with us. They say these guys are deadly serious. They're a threat to us. They want to make their currency the reserve currency.
Peter, we're coming up to a break here. Tell us real quickly where they can find and read you.
They can go to the National Institute of Deterrence Studies, which is called thinkdeterrence.com, and they can find all the work that we do there. We have a great team of people.
Great. Thank you, Peter. Greatly appreciate you taking the time, as always. National Institute of Deterrence Studies, Peter Husey. We'll be right back here, folks, after the break, and we'll have to have you again back on again down the road. Thank you, Peter.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back. Finishing up here, hour number one. That was an excellent interview with Peter Husey. He is always a fountain of knowledge, and it's always a pleasure listening to him speak about what is going on with nuclear deterrence around the world. And opening up the discussion about what we can expect from China, you know, as we're heading into 2024 now in just a matter of days, it's incredible how quickly time flies when you're having fun, I guess. He mentioned something about the Chinese economy, and let me just mention one other thing, by the way. In the last few days, we've just seen Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, have removed countless numbers. I don't know if, let me see here if I've got a, number here. Meta took down thousands, I don't know if it's hundreds of thousands, but it looks like thousands of Facebook accounts based in China that were impersonating Americans while posting on partisan issues like abortion and health care. And they warned that foreign threat actors are attempting to reach audiences to try to manipulate the 2024 election. So shenanigans are happening, folks, and it's coming from China. More importantly is what Peter was alluding to here, and this is something that I keep my eye on as well. Moody's, the rating agency, as you know, they've they have
lowered the outlook for credit, the credit outlook to negative for some American banks. They've also just lowered Chinese credit outlook to negative as well. They're expecting the annual GDP to be 4% in 2024 and 2025. And they believe that they're in a lot of trouble. You know, the numbers that come out of China, unfortunately, are not reliable. it's starting to feel that way about the United States as well, with the messing around with CPI and GDP and everything else. It seems so political. But Moody's on Tuesday just cut its outlook on China's government credit rating to negative from stable on the back of lower medium-term economic growth and rising debt in the world's second largest economy. The ratings agency affirmed China's A1 long-term local and foreign currency issuer ratings and said it expects the country's annual GDP growth to be 4% in 2024 and 2025. That change to negative outlook reflects rising evidence that authorities will have to provide financial support for debt-laden local governments and state firms, posing broad risks to China's fiscal, economic, and institutional health. This is from Moody's in the note. They stated the outlook change also reflects the increased risks related to structural and persistently lower medium-term economic growth and the ongoing downsizing of the property sector. And they believe it's going to go down to 3.8% from 2026 to 2030. This is concerning, folks, because if you are looking at a world economy like China, which is right now number two in the world, it is the world's second largest economy, they've been grappling with issues like the housing market crisis, local government debt, and they are looking at slower global and domestic economic growth as well. Nobody in the world is doing great. I mean, if America's the leader, we're barely doing okay. And much of that is based upon our own debt that we have just shoved into the American economy to stimulate growth. But the Chinese government had earlier announced a slew of policy stimulus, but the benefits of those were limited. In other words, it didn't really work. So the local government debt is roughly $12 trillion, or 76% of China's economic output in 2022. That was up 62% from 2019. That's from the IMF. Okay, I know I'm getting kind of wonky here. China has a massive real estate collapse happening right now. Much of it is in commercial, and a lot of it is also in residential. People were jumping over themselves to try to put down deposits on residential real estate before the collapse, and now those properties have devalued significantly, 20, 30, 40, 50%, and people are backing out. But the contract laws in China require people to stay in contracts. They can't back out, and it's causing a tremendous slowdown. It's something that we're starting to see trickle over. We call it contagion, maybe into other countries. So the question comes down to this. Would China be more or less inclined, if they are under economic pressure, to start doing adventures into places like Taiwan? I mean, you've got to wonder, are they going to be more inclined to try to take over territory like Taiwan and maybe other areas in Southeast Asia, which they've got their eyes on? You know, it's a legitimate question, and it's a question that I would ask of people like Peter Husey as well. Unfortunately, we didn't have that much time left, because I think that when we're taking a look at a desperation, okay, we're looking at a situation whereby you have people like Xi at the top who are going to do what they need to do to A, one, stay in power, and two, continue the growth trajectory that they planned for decades ago for China, which it has ostensibly achieved. And also, what happens with Russia on their doorstep with the Ukraine situation? What happens? Are they going to be selling arms to Iran? They've got a base in Iran. And they certainly have thousands of weapons, nuclear weapons. Do any of those nuclear weapons make its way into the Middle East situation? So we're looking at a whole slew of different issues here. And while we are all focused on the Middle East as we should be, we're focused on Ukraine, Russia, which has certainly fallen into the back. We're focused on 2024's presidential election, which is something I'm going to be talking a lot more about tonight as we get into the second hour and third hour. We're going to get more into domestic politics and what's happening with, especially with Biden, with Trump, what's happening right now with Israel and how that's the interrelationships with our colleges and everything that we're seeing right now on the domestic front. We're not keeping our eye on China. Our eyes off the ball. And while we may say, okay, well, the think tanks in Washington, D.C. should be focused on that, are they? I mean, talk about spreading yourselves too thin. We've got the Middle East. We've got Iran, Israel, the Palestinian situation. We've got Ukraine and Russia. And we're taking a look at, the potential of that now overflowing as well into NATO countries. What's going to happen with Poland and Eastern Europe if that overflows? So what we are looking at right now is a whole slew of fires. My question is, who would China actually prefer wins the next election? This is an interesting question because Trump certainly contained China for those 4 years, increasing the tariffs. And he came out, he called it point blank. He says the China virus, it all stemmed from China. And he actually put up theories that it was China that was actually trying to destroy the world and remain a... you can agree or disagree with that, but he was certainly not in any way worried about the impact of his words. Who would China actually prefer wins 2024? And if we're starting to see Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, what's the other one, Instagram, if they are seeing thousands upon thousands of people that are trolls, robots from China, that are pretending to be Americans, that are trying to persuade people politically, what direction do you think they are going to try to persuade people to vote? Do they want Trump again? Do they want another Biden, a very weakened, by the way, extremely weakened Biden administration? And what about the RFK effect in all of this? You know, everybody's pointing to polls that show Trump right now is leading over Biden by a few to, in some cases, 5-6 points in some of these swing states. And Trump fans are giddy over it. A lot of these polls is not what they're not doing is they're saying, okay, well, you've got RFK Jr. that actually is polling between 20% and 30%. In a three-way race, he only needs 35% to win. But if it doesn't get to that, is he going to be playing the Ross Perot to George H.W. Bush in 1992? A lot of polls show that with RFK Jr. in the race, Biden wins by default. It's the same situation as we saw in 1992. And that's a very real threat if you are a Republican. If you are for or Trump or Nikki Haley or whoever it is, Ron DeSantis. Apparently there's another JV debate in some JV channel tonight I never watch. I don't think anybody else is watching it either. I don't even think that channel's on most hotel rooms around the country. But the fact is that you have a whole slew of geopolitical issues that are going to determine the next year, the next election. And everybody needs to keep their eye on the ball. Next hour, we've got a fantastic guest that's going to be coming in and chatting about all of this. It's our good friend Dave Carter. And he's got a new post up called Masochism Does Not Equal Virtue over at Ricochet.com. You guys want to check that out. It's at Ricochet.com. It's on their main feed, so it's free. You can go check it out. It's not behind the paywall. Dave Carter's Masochism versus Does Not Equal Virtue. We're going to have him when we come back in the second hour, and then we're going to get really heavy into some great domestic politics. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. We'll be back here after the commercials and news. Do not go away.